starting this Thursday through this weekend, there's going to be the 2021 Remake Learning Days Chicago Festival. It's Chicago's premier free hybrid family learning festival. I'll tell you what that is in a second. The festival takes place the 13th through the 16th. 70-plus events across the internet, museums, parks, libraries, places where people can gather. So what is this all about? How does it help me as a student or a teacher or a parent? Sana Jaffrey is the executive director of the Chicago Learning Exchange. Sana, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What's the Learning Exchange? What do you all do?
The Learning Exchange is, the Chicago Learning Exchange is a nonprofit network of about 350 individuals and 200 youth-serving organizations made up of libraries, museums, community-based organizations, and makerspaces who are united to think about and advance racial equity in 21st century learning and teaching. So if you think about technology-enhanced learning, 2020 was the year of it, right? We moved a lot of kids maybe got their first computer or have been participating in computers, got access to technology. But there's a whole other world of 21st century hands-on learning opportunities that are available in Chicago, and we're looking to raise awareness about them through Remake Learning Days.
But is your point not just that we will all learn to maybe be more technologically savvy or think outside the box in terms of how we learn, but to close a racial gap about how we're doing that?
Yeah, so research shows that, you know, families from wealthy socioeconomic status are already participating in digital use and technology in hands-on ways. So it might be actually low tech. So it might be building a robot, and you learn about, you know, construction or engineering or, you know, different things, skills. Or you might tell a story, and that's, you know, communication and creativity are actually the two top skills that are coming to the workforce and that are needed as jobs continue to evolve and, you know, our society continues to evolve. So those are the future skills that our learners will need. And so we're trying to support young people, especially from historically marginalized communities, to have those holistic 21st century experiences. And oftentimes it's an issue of not just access, but awareness. A lot of these opportunities exist, but people just don't know about them. So trying to raise awareness about them through Remake Learning Days. And we do that year round through the Chicago Learning Exchange Network. Remake Learning Days is our premier event to showcase the network that we steward year round.
I wonder if 2020 and say the first half of 2021 were one-offs and that we will get back to more traditional learning environments. Or do you think going forward, we're going to need to learn hybrid learning and get better at it for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I was an in-school teacher, so I think that there is a place for schools, but there's learning beyond the walls of classrooms. So how do we engage young people in experiential learning opportunities that, and actually technically 80% of their time is spent outside of school. So how do they get opportunities to engage with, tinkering and trying and testing and building and making? Those are the things. I think that schools will continue to have a place, but research shows and kind of the future is that it's not just about academics. It's about social emotional learning. How are you as a person? How can you continuously adapt and things like that? So those are the things that we're focused on, really about that out of school time experiences that help young people to be whole, to help them develop their sense of identity and also develop skills that will help them in the future.
Well, I guess we should talk about the big picture, but I do want to ask you about maybe just a little life hack or two as well, if you have any ideas. That is, how do we better engage people when we're learning hybrid or when we're just learning in general? What are the tricks of the trade to get students more engaged or for educators to more efficiently communicate or educate?
Yeah, one of the things that we look at or kind of a pedagogical piece that we view is called connected learning. And one of the main principles of connected learning is interest-driven learning. So, you know, young people are often learning about a lot of things, but they don't necessarily know how it connects to their lives or how it's connected to their interests. So how do you make, so one of the Remake Learning Days events is actually making ice cream. So you can learn about chemistry through making ice cream, and you might just be passionate about eating ice cream. And so how do you make it engaging, relevant, and irresistible? Those are the things that we're focused on. And I would say that interest-driven learning is not just things that are in your interest or things that you're interested in, but things that are also in your interest. So all of us, hopefully, it's not a political statement, but climate change, the world is changing.
Sure.
Caring about the world is in our interest, and it's in the interest of our future learners as well.
Who participates? Can you give me some examples of organizations at this learning festival?
Yeah, so we have over 70 events. We have a number of events from the Chicago Public Libraries, STEAM activities, story times. We have a teen event that's hosted by the Adler Planetarium called Black Holes. It's a teen council. It's for teens by teens, and it's a seven minute presentations on topics like misinformation, cyberbullying, and digital challenges. Another organization that's participating is Code Create. So they're leveraging Makey Makeys, which is this small technology tool to build animals and objects and machines that are connected to Scratch, which is a platform that was created by MIT Media Lab. But it's for 5 through 8 year olds to learn coding principles, basically.
So I know this is a 4-day kind of virtual event, but it sounds like it's an in-person event, too. Will some of these things be indoors at the planetarium, for instance?
So the planetarium, you do need to RSVP in advance, and the space is limited to 20 individuals, and it'll be socially distanced. A lot of the events are online, and some are in-person. So we have a number of events in Austin that are going to be in-person. So if you come to La Follette Park on Sunday, on Saturday and Sunday, you can, again, engage in a number of activities that are free and open to the public. So it's different age ranges depending on what you're interested in. If you go to remakemyshymyfuture.org/remakedayshy, you can find anything from 2-year-old to 18-year-old opportunities. And it's organized by hybrid, in-person, or filters, including age
other
features.
Right. So I don't have to learn all 70 things. I can drill down. Sana Jaffrey is the executive director at the Chicago Learning Exchange. I was going to throw out Chicago LX, too. Maybe is that a useful website right now for people on this, Sana?
Yeah, you can go to ChicagoLX.org. That's our year-round website, but we leverage the Mayor's My Shy, My Future initiative, which is kind of like almost like a Yelp, but for learning. So you could type in your zip code and see what opportunities are, or you could type on what your interest is, and you can find that as well. And if you put in /remakedayshy, you'll find just the ones that are Remake Day Shy affiliated. But there's a number of hybrid activities that are year-round, too.
Sana Jaffrey, executive director over at the Chicago Learning Exchange. Nice to meet you, Sana. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good idea, huh? 12:45 on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Let's keep the business news rolling. Here's Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago's paper source is being bought by the owner of Barnes & Noble. The deal with Elliott Investment Management is reportedly worth up to $89 million. The stationery and gift retailer filed for bankruptcy protection in March. Elliott says the purchase will allow Paper Source to emerge from bankruptcy with the support of a well-capitalized owner who's committed to the development and growth of the business. Plans call for the retailer to have 130 stores nationwide, an e-commerce operation, and wholesale division. We're learning more about the truck that electric vehicle maker Rivian will manufacture in downstate Normal. The company says the R1T will be large enough to comfortably fit 5 people and their stuff, but not so large it would be hard to park or fit in a garage. The R1T is 217 inches long and 87 inches wide with mirrors out. A standard cab Ford F-150 is 209 inches long, and a super cab is 243 inches. Rivian is embarking on a nationwide summer tour to show off the vehicle to potential buyers. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.